Hi, baby.
Hey, Mom.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Drinking me some water. Starting our day off. A little exercise and rolling the boat.
On the boat. Yeah, I'm drinking flavored water.
Good. See everybody? Trying to stay hydrated, taking care of health.
Yes, keep it moving and grooving.
You got something else to nibble on over there?
Not while we're doing the show.
What? Oh, that's right. We can't nibble.
I'm not going to crunch in the mic. We're not that comfortable yet. We're not friends.
So we're not going to do that. That would be rude because nobody cannot get any of our nerves. I'm Angela, the mom.
I'm Roger, the daughter. And this is Talking Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Always where you can find us online, Facebook and Instagram at Talking Brown Sugar. On Twitter at Talking Brown Sug. That's Talking Brown, S-U-G. And you can find email us at talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com.
What you got for us, baby?
Black girl here with the black girl hair. Took a little sun kiss just to like this. Constant, you're an angel. Angel. I don't have no background angels today. But yeah, that's Halle Bailey Angel. She
real inspirational song.
Yeah, she wrote this song as an affirmation to herself, just in her coming of age, because she was talking about she's 23 and just learning and growing, but also with, you know, her getting the Little Mermaid role, a lot of people telling her or talking about her not being a good choice because she's black, or just reimagining the story. All the stuff she was facing from racist and just people who didn't think she could do it. And yeah, a lot to take on as a young person too, finding your identity.
You know, we hear the word so much, like racism. You know, she's motivating and giving so much hope to little girls, little brown and black girls with what? Braids? Natural hair.
All the little babies. I saw little black babies, little boys too, looking at Halle like, oh, we swimming? We can do that.
She's very with
her friends.
Yeah, she's very proud of her accomplishments.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you saw the clip with her. I think it was her aunt and her grandfather. He used to pick cotton, and then he got to see, you know, his granddaughters, Halle, Chloe, be as successful as they are, and they went to the movies with him, and so it was just like a full circle moment, and that was beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Well, we can move right on into the sugar bowl.
Yes.
We share some random thoughts. What's on your heart, Mama?
Well, mine is, you know, I always practice for myself and for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta be quiet. You know, the act of listening is more than just not paying attention, but pay attention. You know, take actions. You know, be comfortable with the person that is talking to you and be mindful of your body language so they can just communicate. You know, it's an honest opinion. Even in your job, you know, like even if you're in meetings, you know, like marketing, dealing with the public, soft skills, it makes a balance. But sometimes a person might not even want you to respond. But a good way to respond is with your eyes, because you're still listening. And that's all it takes, just paying attention to someone. Somebody just needs a soft ear. And that's my random thought. What you thinking, baby?
Yeah, being a good listener, you can show somebody that you're listening to them. And I think you made a good point about like a soft skill is being a good listener. I think that is a good quality of a leader. Like when you're able to listen to different ideas and take different things into account. And also when you listen to people, sometimes you can hear, not always, or you can see between the lines, like you were saying, body language, nonverbal cues and stuff like that. You can hear what isn't being said or what somebody wanted to say, or just, like you said, just being present and listening.
Yeah.
I've talked about her before, but I got a cool neighbor and she shows that she's a good listener. I don't know how to explain it, but when you talk to her, you feel heard and seen just by how intently and actively listen, like she shows that she's listening. She has a great way of showing that, a warm person overall, but she's a good listener. And so it's easy to talk to her, and I know I mirror some of the stuff she does when she's talking to me. So being a good listener is a good idea.
Yeah. Because, you know, I watched that when talking to you as you growing up, your brothers, and I've learned, like, just listen to them. Because you might miss out, or they might not tell you the full story because they feel you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can tell when you agree, you can smile. That's agreeing. Like, okay, we got this. I understand. Understood.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely shut down or ended a conversation before, you know, it actually ended between someone because I felt like I wasn't being heard. And I've seen on the other side, like, where I've been quick to, you know, say what I want to say or get my piece out, see another person shut down or something. But, yeah, I agree.
And another cool point, sometimes when you meet people, they'll tell you all the questions you might was going to ask them. And it lets you know to respond the way you do, just by listening. And what's your random thoughts?
There is a fine line for giving grace and putting up with bullshit.
You got that right.
I do not remember what I was thinking about when I wrote that down, but I think it's just a general note for myself. Just even when thinking about how either somebody's giving you grace or you're giving somebody grace, to be mindful of, you know, are you like giving yourself grace? Are you giving this person grace? And when are you, you know, getting to the point where you're putting up with, you know, bullcrap?
Yeah.
At that point, that's when you need to pivot or just reevaluate. And so that can be in a continuation of what I said before of, you know, moving out of your comfort zone. But, you know, we talk about giving ourselves grace and what that looks like. So just being mindful of, like, what it is to give yourself grace but not allow yourself to be stunted, you know, in your growth or potential for growth by putting up with something you don't need to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, it can be a... It makes you just sit back and look at a person. What you're saying, really? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You think this is a joke? Be in mind. It's not hard to do. But some people make it a task because they don't want to. Now we're going to go on. Sugar cubes, aka the news, put a little sugar in your cup.
Before we dive into the news, I just want to reiterate the genius that is the segment name, Sugar Cubes, aka the news, where you put a little sugar in your cup. Some people may, you know, think, oh, we're not always talking about happy-go-lucky news. No, because too much of any good thing can be a bad thing. So, yeah, we're putting sugar in your cup. Some people don't like that much sugar in their coffee, tea, whatever you're drinking. Or you could just want a little bit of news, just a little sugar in your cup. So I think it's a cute segment name, but genius in how we thought of that. I was noodling on that earlier. So first up, we're just going to briefly talk about Trump. So yeah, you said he was indicted on multiple charges and he pleaded not guilty. And I know, Ma, you mentioned that he wasn't taken in on, they didn't cuff him or anything. But
no fingerprints either.
More recent news. Trump says he won't sign the loyalty pledge required for the first GOP debate. I just hate that we are entertaining the news cycle about him. But I feel like we have to talk about it because it's historic. And I think Republicans and anybody who voted for him, saw him as the best thing for Republicans, you know, taking back the country from progressives, Democrats, and all the work Obama did during the Obama administration, trying to erase all of that work successfully, I would say. Look at where we are. Look what happened to us with COVID. And it said former President Donald Trump on Wednesday said he would not sign a loyalty pledge required by the Republican National Committee for participation in the first GOP debate this month. And he said he took issue with the particular clause of the pledge that says the candidate will support the eventual GOP. So he's looking at it as like, you know, a narcissist, like if it's not going to be me, I'm going to have to support somebody else. He said, I wouldn't sign this pledge. They want you to sign the pledge, but I can't name three or four people that he said I can name three or four people that I wouldn't support for president. So already, you know, trying to call out a problem, saying that he wouldn't support anybody else that will run Republican ticket. Just a narcissist and dumb. And I just feel like it's dumb that we're entertaining this. I'm still a little annoyed that, you know, he is a former president. Like, this man was elected by people who voted for him, and we took him seriously enough to do all this stuff. You know, we had January 6th, and now it's just the fact that we're entertaining him, debating again, running again, with
wasting our time,
government resources and things, and we have all these indictments and things on him. It's just annoying, and I hope that we see some justice that prevents him from gaining any traction.
Yeah, it's his actions. His actions are being challenged and charged, but they don't want to. It's like he has something over their heads. Like they're scared.
And I know some of it isn't happening in front of us because of the way Merrick Garland is handling a lot of what he's doing, especially with, you know, they're still arresting people from the January 6th, finding those people from all the media and stuff they posted. They're still getting arrested. They, you know, are handing down sentences from months, years at a time for a lot of people who were there, and they're still finding them. But he's not doing it in a way that is like for TV that people are used to. So I think it's smart and not showing your hand, but also, you know, making sure your ducks are in a row so that when you do go to convict, you can't convict.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have, you know, made the charges if they didn't follow through. So I think it's just a matter of time. Yeah, I think it's just timing that we're kind of waiting on. But I'm just worried that we have to consider him a legitimate person to run again. It's just like,
so touchy.
Right. So it's just for everybody to stay on their toes. Make sure you vote in your local and primaries, paying attention to what's going on. And two, I think the media has a big role to play.
Oh, definitely. Always.
And so, you know, be mindful of how you consume your news, not just like where you're consuming it from, but knowing that some or a lot of outlets are made for entertainment and not necessarily information. Being mindful of that and just how you consume news and not consuming news to get you in a panic or reactionary position, because we just stay informed. And
you know, and I'm not cutting you off, I think they need to age out some of these people, because he's 77. I think a lot of these people, I'm looking at them, they're looking right, a lot of weariness, having strokes on the camera, falling down at home. You know, it's time for some new blood, young blood, young minds, new ideas.
Like Mitch McConnell. And I think the latest was, I do not recall that woman's name right now.
Yeah, she fell at home. Me either.
Yeah, but it's funny that we can hear all this stuff that's supposed to be private And I agree. I think there should be an age limit or even a health limit if we aren't doing it by age.
All the pluses.
Yeah, because you know how I can't go to work falling all over the place. If I need an accommodation, that's one thing. But if you're not able to show up and do your job,
and you handling billions of dollars and people's lives.
But that's on us to really pay attention and hold people accountable to what we elect them to do.
That's right. We got to vote.
Pay attention. Let's keep active. Keep being active. Also, moving on to a little bit more entertainment news. Philadelphia's Made in America Music Festival set to feature Lizzo and SZA. I blended those names. It has been canceled. Organizers of the annual Made in America Music Festival that takes place over the Labor Day weekend in Philadelphia announced this Tuesday, that this year's event is canceled due to severe circumstances outside of production control. The Made in America Festival will no longer be taking place. That's what organizers posted on their event website. They also said this decision has been difficult and has not been made lightly, nor without immense deliberation.
But you know what's so funny about it? I'm thinking what's the things going on with her dancer, her three dancers, trying to sue her or whatever.
The sexual lawsuits and stuff.
Yeah, and then media is saying because Taylor Swift and Beyonce tour. But I was like, that's people would still go to this because it would be more affordable. And they had a list of entertainment people that were going to show up for that, you know?
Yeah, I think that makes sense that the lawsuits Lizzo is facing, but also I heard and saw some TikToks of people at different SZA concerts and the fans being just unimpressed with, I guess, her stage presence. Saying that it was boring or her singing was just not what they thought it was going to be, other than her singing, like there was no stage presence, nothing else to wow them.
Right.
And there were, you know, a bunch of different TikTok videos of people filming themselves just not being impressed with what they were seeing.
Yeah, because you got that video out there, that's one thing, but when you out there live, you got to bring it.
Yeah, the showmanship or showwomanship.
And, you know, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors with the three dancers, but something went down.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, that's a big discussion that's going on now with Lizzo and the lawsuit, because I think people, because of Lizzo's music and the person she portrays to be, conflicts with what they are allowed. Yeah. Because she's a plus-size woman, and she stands for body positivity, you know, fat. Yeah. And I think people expect her to be jolly all the time. Because when this lawsuit came out, everybody and their uncle was talking about, yeah, she mean. She's been mean to me. I've been sitting on this story for X amount of years. Mm-hmm. I say she is mean. You know, my boyfriend left with her, or when I interacted with her, she just had attitude. It's just like people couldn't wait. And then there are people who also said they couldn't wait or excited that this lawsuit happened. Because it's like, yeah, now I can talk about why I hate that she's fat and popular.
Yeah, it's like everybody going in the kitchen and finding that junk drawer and pulling out all the stuff that's piled up. Okay, you should have did it a long time ago. Now she's making money. Now y'all want to, you know, get in her pockets.
Yeah, that's something I've been curious about, too. Why do people wait so long to say whatever it is they're saying now that the lawsuit is out? Especially if it's more than...
Yeah, I mean, if you had problems, you should have brought it up when you was on tour. Like, I'm not going to tour her no more.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the people who are involved in the lawsuit. I'm talking about, like, people not even...
Oh, yeah. That's how people do.
I'm just curious, like, why pile on when you could have brought this up when it happened? But I know, because that means you will face, you know, negative repercussions from her fans or just people who are like... Mm-hmm. But I think people have been waiting for something like this to happen to pile on.
Like, it's too good to be true. You know, when she got that award, like, you know, her playing her flute and getting that flute from the Smithsonian, the clear flute, you know, everybody was, oh, wow, yeah. Like you said, bombshell, just waiting. I'm impressed by myself because nobody is perfect, you know?
Right, and some of the stuff with the lawsuit seems a little shanky or not directly related to anything Lizzo has said, but even when the three plaintiffs in the lawsuit came forward for like a TMZ interview, when you say I feel, we felt, it's like, okay, what happened? What's the concrete yes or no, or this did happen? I think that becomes, okay, well, let's start looking at what the black and white paper says.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because they, you know, she has songs about, what is the rumor song she has with Cardi B, where she talks about NDAs and firing people and...
Yeah.
So she talks about it, so of she knows what's going on, so it's like, not saying that they don't have a case or that none of it happened or it shouldn't have happened, but it's also like, okay, but you signed up to work.
And my thing of it is, you know, you in show business, everybody's business, not everybody's business. You know, some things are going to go on because you're going to be around people, drugs, or sexual, whatever, endos.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to know, if you saw something going on, you're going to say, okay, this is not me. Let me bow out. Okay, I'm going home.
Right.
I'm gonna do my job, you know, and do what I'm supposed to do.
Right, and that's not to say that it shouldn't happen, because it's standard. I'm not saying that, you know, that should be expected, but when you are an entertainer, you're on the road, it's not like you have the same setup as somebody who could go to somebody and report this employee did that. But also, like, what did you sign up for?
And that's it's with the territory.
And
bigger bucks, different whammies.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a learning lesson too for Lizzo and whoever is on her team.
Yeah.
Because when I think about celebrities too, or different influencers and people who are coming up and they fumble or make a mistake, I think about who else was on their team that led to them making whatever decisions they made and how mm-hmm. they were involved. I'm not saying Lizzo wasn't involved in these decisions directly, or they didn't all go to the strip club together or whatever. But mm-hmm. Lizzo isn't the only person.
No.
That Lizzo name, like her name, her real name is Melissa. I think that's a different person than
it is
who Lizzo is. So thinking about that dynamic and also just what did you sign up for? And because I watched the show and it's like the audition process was rigorous. I looked at the application and I was like, oh, okay. Mm-mm. The choice I made for myself looking at the application. So it's just, you went through all of that to, I don't know, I just feel like you have, when you make certain decisions for your career, you have to be strong in what you want and what you're going after.
Yeah, what you stand for.
And know where your boundaries are and stand on that.
And that is all it's about. You know, if you go in the military, you're not thinking about jumping out of no plane, but you know it's going to be somewhere you're going to have to jump out. That parachute is coming with you, okay?
And you got to know how to get out of it. Like, what? That's what I was saying. Like, what? Were they paying attention to what they signed up for and how to get out of it in the case that it was too much?
And I'm going to say this again. When that money start growing in their pockets, from rags to riches, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it's a different person you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people expect her to be happy-go-lucky, but...
No.
She don't have to be.
No. Because we all have days. If you say you're not, you must be a robot.
But especially...
We all have feelings.
Like, music and entertainment is cut. I just feel like it's cut through. I'm not saying it has to be. I'm just saying I notice.
Yeah, you got to stay competitive. You got to stay up on your game. You know, somebody else is in your ear. Come on, you got to do this. You got to do that. You might not want to do it, but you know this has got to make... Everybody has to get paid. You got so many people who are on a payroll.
Yeah. Bouncing around to some local news, Durham property owners advocate for Haytai community preservation amid revitalization efforts. So Durham leaders in June allocated $10 million to revitalize the Haytai community in East Durham. Longtime property owners Larry and Denise Hester are hoping that the Haytai community can develop without displacing people who have been a part of the community for generations. So again, city leaders in June allocated $10 million to revitalize the area. The city plans to use the money for real estate programs, small business support, and infrastructure improvement. Denise Hester said there is value in preservation, the value of land ownership, because that's what keeps the community stable, because it keeps ownership and people's families. The Hesters own the Phoenix Crossing and Phoenix Square shopping centers that dozens of Durham businesses have called home over the years. Larry Harris Hester was talking about, if the development is at a scale that's too great, then all of that disappear. And I think they're both concerned about keeping Haytar connected to the community that made it what it is.
Yeah.
And I know Durham has had a growing, we've talked about it even, just like the gentrification of the community and what makes a lot of communities great and where people want to move to is the community culture built by Black people, by brown people, the people living there. And then people literally get priced out of their homes and businesses because of this new improved revitalization. You know, it's under the guise of revitalization, but it's really gentrification.
Yeah, but, you know, reading that's the first thing I think of, all the history in that area. You know, it's fine to, you know, revitalize, make things up to date, but you got people from different states always looking around how they can steal real estate. And if you don't read the fine contract print, you've been sold all the land away. It might be a balloon thought. You put it down today, 10 years a day, or we can tear down everything. And it's just left there with just a gaping hole. So I hope it's going to be beneficial to everyone in the Black community, all around.
Wasn't the city plans to work with community members on how to spend the money? And the Haytar community, a private company, is working on a mixed-use project, and two housing authority projects will soon be underway. The mixed-use project will have offices, labs, and residential units. It also includes transforming Heritage Square on Fayetteville Street. So people are excited about the investment, but they also want to ensure people who live and work there aren't pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, everything is good for improvement because, you know, we have a well-known HBCU school, Central, North Carolina Central University. It's a lot of growth, you know, to bring people here.
Yeah, the mayor said it's addressing a long-time disinvestment in the area, so it's trying to correct the lack of, like, infrastructure updates and keep things current and nice and new. Everybody wants to, you know, live in a nice-looking community. Yeah. Has those different things that you need. But it's important, too, I think, what the Hesters are saying, community members are saying, of keeping it in the community. We can still update it and keep it in the community.
See, that's what I'm thinking about. Please keep it in the
community. Yeah, we have a lot of talent and people here, so it's going to be important to keep an eye out on them, the different companies will be reaching out to the community in the area. So I'm hoping they do a lot of groundwork to meet with people.
Yeah, because it's easy to look at a blueprint and look at all the oohs and ahs in the landscape. Well, who are we moving out? Who are we bringing in?
Right, because we have a lot of talent here, like born here, made here, and grow. Yeah. On to a little more AI. First, we had to talk about AI. Well, Tinder test AI photo selection feature to help users build profiles. Tinder is currently testing an AI photo selection feature that looks at a user's photo album and selects the five best that represents them for the profile. The parent company Match Group revealed during its earnings call. It says AI has really inspired a product people across the entire company to really think about ways that we can create experiences, but also solve for key dating pain points. Match Group CEO Bernard Kim said, to eliminate the struggle of finding pictures that help build a profile that accurately represents users. What do you think?
You know, I'm always laughing when I feel some kind of way about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope it works for the people who, you know, trying to meet someone safe. Like you say, people awkwardly can't take a good picture. I hope it's a win.
Yeah, their CPO, Mark Van Ryswick, said, you know, some of us are gifted writers, but many of us are not. So being able to help draw out what's important, capturing the bio, you know, sharing something a bit more personal, maybe just sharing a highlight or just sharing what you are into ultimately. I think it could help people choose better pictures, specifically the male folk who struggle, I think, with that. Because of people joking about men not being able to pick pictures on dating apps, they've probably gotten better. But I think, too, as meme culture has developed, people find things. But sometimes if you're trying to, you know, make that connection, you might need AI to help you get straight to the point of, yeah, this is my personality, this is me. Or it could cut through people struggling to see themselves the way other people see them. Because it's hard to see, like, I know what I see when I look in the mirror. but I don't know what other people see when they look at me. Not that that's like your main concern, but it could help you to know what it looks like if you're trying to attract somebody
right
that doesn't know you and you don't know them.
So well, like if you're the FaceTime and they see you, they're like, oh, okay, that was you.
Right, because you might think that angle in the sun looks really cute, but the AR can look, I know it's going to pull the honey.
Or somebody digs up that picture when they was in high school.
AI will say, nope, put that back in the folders. We can save that for another day. That's for date three.
Like, uh-uh.
Not for the first date, not for the first impression.
Don't you do it. I think it's a good thing. When we was talking about it the first time, I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think it's for people who need it. Because if you think your pictures are great, the pictures you selected are just the bee's knees, by all means, go ahead. You do not have to use it.
Right.
But I think it's nice to have the suggestion. I'm not against it. But I'm also a little weary because I'm thinking, like, if you're giving the AI access to your photo album.
See, that's
what takes some time to look and see if you can find highlights of, what is it, a policy or an agreement if you have to check a new box to say you agree to use the AI, because they could be using those pictures in a different way, just making sure.
Yeah, you might have took a screenshot of your bank account. You might not want anybody to see that.
Yeah, see if you can just select certain photos or not agree at all. But yeah, just, you know.
Hey, look, work with these selections. Work with these three I give you.
Yeah, just be cautious. And I know nobody has time to read the long policy, but.
Yeah, I'll get somebody to read it for you.
Google the highlights. You can look up highlights of a policy. I know there are a lot of TikTokers. There are a couple of TikTokers who have like a specific brand about the user permits to different things. So they might have
that contract. Once you check that thing, it says, do you agree?
Yep.
It's all over.
Okay. All right. Meta launches AudioCraft, an open source AI music generator. So Meta, you know, formerly a group or the people who own Facebook. Meta's new AI music generator is the latest in a slew of AI products recently released by the tech company. So on Wednesday, Meta announced the release of AudioCraft. It's an open source generative AI that creates audio music from text prompts. AudioCraft has three models. Music Gen for composing music, Audio Gen for creating sound effects, and Encode, which uses AI to assist in audio compression that outperforms MP3 format. So, if you're wondering about copyright issues, they said Music Gen was trained on Meta-owned music and licensed music. I don't know how I feel about that because I have had struggle as inspiring entrepreneur and marketer using only the licensed music and not the popular suggested music. It's similar to the music you would hear in like movies or a transition period in a commercial. It's not necessarily the music you would hear on the radio. So I'm going to be interested to test this out to see what the music actually sounds like. And then, you know, just to play around with the text prompts to see what I can make, because it sounds
like that too. But it's racy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still new. It says Meta has been aggressively pushing to bring AI-powered tools to the masses in competition with OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft. So it's working to give us some options. So hopefully they keep updating it. And, you know,
everybody has to get used to that word, AI. It's all over the place.
Yes, it is. Get used to it. Learn about it, how it can work for you, or how you can, you know, not use it if you don't want to. Make sure you aren't signing up accidentally to use it.
That's a good point. Moving right along, baby.
Yeah, Pureleaf has the Know is Beautiful grant. Pureleaf, here's your no. Pureleaf believes Know is Beautiful is a grant. Says nearly two-thirds of moms have questioned their value because they are overwhelmed with doing it all. Household chores, childcare, and job stresses feel endless. And saying no to those responsibilities often comes at a real financial cost. That's why they started the No Grants, to give women a little extra financial support to help them say no to unrealistic expectations. Last year, as a part of their 1 million commitment to dismantle the barriers women face when they say no. We partner with Seek Her Foundation, an organization working to dismantle societal expectations that negatively impact women. So they created the No Grants Fund by providing short-term support to women who want to say no more. This is year two, and they brought it back. They brought a maternal care advocate and author in to see how they can work with the $400,000 in grant funding they have, Elena Walterkoff. And so they hope that it alleviates some of the financial pressures of motherhood. So whether it's ordering out, sending out for laundry, or getting a sitter on date night, the No Grants are designed to give moms the extra help they need so they can simplify their life. Want to say no to doing it all and say yes to a little extra financial help? Share your story within the deadline. They have three application periods. Right now, we're in the second one, so they have it from July 1st until August 31st. And then the third and final application period will be from September 1st until October 31st. They are applicable to taxes. You can only apply in English. You can enter once per period with a different unique entry, and only one individual can be the recipient of the grant. And it's open to all legal residents of the 50 United States and the District of Columbia who are 18 years older.
I think that's a beautiful thing.
And you have to identify as a mother.
And I think all mothers of all genres of economics, doctors, lawyers, stay-at-home moms, single moms, you can't say you don't need a break. You better break, or you're going to break yourself.
Yeah.
You know, self-care is always great. So I commend whoever came up with it. I think it's a beautiful thing. And yep. Thank you. And thank you, sweetie, for telling me about it, because it was heartfelt when we talked about it.
Yeah. I just thought the grant, anytime you can say no for yourself to take care of yourself, if no is the answer, let it be no.
Because as a parent, sometimes you feel guilty when you say no. And sometimes you have to dress it up a different way.
Right. And they're recognizing that, you know, a lot of moms do it all. You know, don't take time to take care of themselves.
Because we call ourselves super moms, but sometimes you don't want to put that cape on or send that signal, say, hey, I can do it all. And then when you close that door, you just collapse.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I applaud them.
Yeah. So there's still time to apply for the grant. $2,000 to help you say no.
Jump on it, ladies. Jump on it.
So Alice Newell and Jay Harrison Gee become the first non-binary stars to win Tony Awards.
Making history. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that was a memorable stand for people, they said during Pride Month. So they won for Shucked.
Yes.
Alex Newell and Some Like It Hot actor Jay Harrison Gee. So yeah, they're history making wins. They're the first non-binary stars to take home the awards during the biggest night in Broadway. Newell took home the Best Feature Actor in a Musical, and Gee earned Best Actor in a Musical.
Yeah, I applaud him because I briefly saw some of it on
the award show.
Uh-huh. The View. And it was really good. I was impressed. I was like, wow. I would see it. I would, if it was here in Durham or somewhere else at the DPAC, I would see it. It was entertaining. It wasn't boring. I think a lot of people would just be glad to see something like that, you know, something a little different. Because Shook, they're talking about some corn in a cornfield. Things you can do. It had a snappy tune.
Alex Newell can sing. And I did not catch the Jason Harrison Gee. I have not seen Some Like It Hot, but I may check it out now.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yep. Alex Newell uses she, he, they pronouns, and Jason Harrison Gee uses he, they pronouns. So they're both non-binary.
Yes. Talented people all over the place.
Great historic wins.
Yeah. That's hard work to get a Tony Award, you know? That's hard work.
Hard work, and they're the first to do it.
You know? And what else you got on your notes?
Mosquitoes can target you based on the smell of your breath, according to a Louisville expert. Breath can be to blame. The Louisville Metro Health Department announced this week West Nile virus was found in more zip codes than they had accounted for before. They said no human cases of West Nile virus have been reported. So they've been fogging during the night to combat the mosquitoes. They also say, you know, get rid of standing water and like bird baths, old tires, even small puddles can attract them. But they say if you're looking to avoid mosquito bites, they recommend wearing insect repellent while outdoors and wearing long sleeves and other protective clothing. But some people, it just might not work for you. And it could be how your breath smells and how you smell. So Matthew Vanderpool is an environmental health specialist at the Louisville Health Department. He said that your if you exhale, that can attract insects to your natural scent and it can work against you. So based on how you how you smell and how you breathe, I guess as the mosquitoes crossing your path can push them towards you. So if you exhale like as the mosquitoes flying by, they can say, wait, oh, they got that sugar blood, that sweet blood.
Or they can say they got that, we don't want none of that blood. I guess the molecule, if they get caught in one of the molecules and they bust and they don't make it,
hard to handle.
It won't make it home on that boat. They'd be like, nope.
Yes, they say your natural scents can work against you. It says, so your body burns energy. It gives off all these kinds of smells that allow mosquitoes to zero in on you. So it's the carbon dioxide and the smells that your body puts off. So you have those two things working against you. Mm. So those metabolisms can be more or less attractive to mosquitoes. In addition to that, the soaps you use as well.
So let's go out funky.
Yep, lotion, shampoo, perfume, conditioner, deodorant. I mean, what? Just tell me what I need so they can stay with me because I'm allergic. And
yes, you are.
I hate it. They say anything that makes you smell like a flower increases your potential to draw them in faster. But yeah, stay away from the banana, the flowery smells.
Like I say, thank you, scientists, biology. Thank you, people.
Yep, research also shows that drinking alcohol and eating bananas and even certain medications can make you smell more appetizing to mosquitoes.
The medication?
Mm-hmm.
What? There. Just can't get around.
Yeah, they can't tell you what in particular. They said the ones that change your metabolism.
Somebody been using their brain really hard on this one. They must have got a grant.
Yeah, that's the research. That's the research. They're trying to figure out how to help you repel mosquitoes so that you don't contract any West Nile or anything else to carry.
But what, like they say, that skin so soft, they say throw that on, that off.
Oh, yeah. Off and get rid of those puddles.
Yeah. Well, I know about that standing water. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm. That was it, yeah. Just so it could be your breath, how you smell, how you breathe, which, you know, bananas. Stay away from drinking alcohol. When you're sitting outside, I guess, turn up on the repellent and know that they're coming for you. You smell like a flower.
Because some of that repellent smell kind of good, too. So.
No, the off.
Yeah, it's risky out here in the streets.
Yeah. Before we go, we have to talk about the Montgomery, Alabama sweet tea party.
It went down.
The Montgomery ball. I am still laughing at the memes.
If I see one more, I mean, we went from Shirley Chisholm. What's the boat? What's the boat name?
It's Harriet too.
And we got the ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black Panther, Avengers. I even seen a Power Ranger on one of them. I said, oh my goodness. And the famous chair. If that chair don't dress up, that chair gonna have a fashion show.
If somebody goes as a chair this Halloween, that would be excellent. Okay. I don't know how you would do that, but that would be funny. Or everybody, you know, just carry a chair.
I mean, people are so creative. I'm waiting to see people come from places. I seen the chair earrings.
No, the chair earrings, I might want to cop some of those.
Yeah, I seen the chair earrings, the chair necklace. They got, I mean, and a hat.
Accessories, the t-shirts, the man who made a t-shirt the next day. Cracker Barrel to celebrate. You know you have to say Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, my 10 cents. If I was there, my 10 cents would have been out there. I don't mean no harm, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Everybody was saying.
My 10 cents, I would have got me a lick in.
Would you say fade?
I'm like, wait, we're not having this. We're not having it. Not today.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I would have had it in me to swim across, but let that ramp been right on the other side. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on a real note, the man was doing his job.
He was a captain, not a security guard. That is something we found out since...
He was doing his job.
This weekend, he was a captain. He asked them to move the boat so the big boat, Harriet, could dock.
Yeah, no, that's her area.
And they didn't want to move. They said that family had been doing that before. And he went to ask them to move. They weren't trying to move, so he went down there to move the boat himself. And that's when they got into fisticuffs. And I think one point a lot of people have been making among all the laughter is that this could have ended differently.
Yes.
You know, because they did not expect him to have backup in the way that he did. And it could have been like many of the videos we've seen, you know, that happens to black men and women.
Yeah.
Women, children in this country of, you know, just the violence we've have been dealt in this country for so long, and to now with this new age of technology to see it so often. You know, it was that first couple of minutes of that video of him getting jumped by.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
Ooh. And I think a lot of black people can and have been putting into words what it feels like, the vindication, the sigh of relief of when the other black people come in to have his back, and for good measure, it's like what you say, I'm getting you for old and new.
Old and new.
And that's what that was. I was on TikTok a couple of hours, I think it was like 2 hours before this went down. There was a party of people who had blessed the river for their ancestors, like they were having a ceremony to the ancestors, just for all that they had been through. And they, you know, had sage and was speaking out to the ancestors and dropped flowers for them and just spoke to them, thought, you know, I don't know the specifics, but to have that happen 2 hours before this incident is just finding out all the details. Like, we're going to be hearing about this for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy every meme, every chair I see. I'm going to laugh, the chair with the D-Rag and the Black Air Forces.
I mean...
It's just...
I mean, they got the chair dressing up going to court. It's really going on. I mean, I think we just need to let people know we here. We see a lot. We see.
I love that everybody's calling Unk with the chair.
And the bros.
The man with the chair, he said he was just fed up.
Like, oh, I felt him when he was smacking with them people that chair.
Yeah, they said he hit 4 different people. I cannot not laugh. And it's not coming from just a humorous place. It's coming from a laugh of relief. Like,
yeah.
How much pent-up anger black people in this country are walking around with.
The captain, you could tell he was fed up. He like, look, man, okay. He
threw his hat up. That was not just a signal, like a bat signal or...
Like, he was like, look, y'all can keep the job. I'm tired.
Somebody said, that was him clocking out. He was punching his ticket like, all right. This is my resignation.
Yeah, here you go. It's on.
It's on. The hat was probably a official piece of the uniform. He was just like, y'all can have this, and everything else was out. This is me fighting for myself right now. I'm tired. Yeah. I didn't have to move.
And everybody felt it. I think everybody who came to the rescue, the women that was coming down there, you know, they were like, look, you ain't gonna be jumping on our men now.
And tired. The 16-year-old, I'm so happy. He's had a positive experience after.
Yes.
Donate over $150,000. You know, people were donating to get him some new shoes and just
everything. Because he risked his life.
Yeah, and they asked for his anonymity. They want him to remain anonymous in his time from here on out. I mean, the internet has already shared his picture and stuff, but
yeah.
I'm going to, you know, keep going by the names everybody has given him. You know, Aquaman. Is the four?
Yeah, he has a lot of names.
They call him Bernie Mackerel.
Yeah.
C Murder, but instead of C, it's like SEA. I love black people.
And it was not planned. You know, it wasn't planned. But we're tired. We're tired. You know, it's not but so much talking you can do. I don't care what it is. You negotiate. You come to the meeting of the minds. You're sitting at the table. You done heard your grandmother talk. You done heard your mother talk. You done heard your friends talk. You seen situations in school. Get tired.
And when you come, like, you as a black person in this country, you know when some shit about to go down. Like, you know when it's it's not, when you have to turn off your corporate voice.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get down to your level to let you know I'm not playing, because when it's between me going home and you going home,
somebody not gonna make it.
Yeah, we're gonna make this decision. And so it could have easily been that kind of story, but for it to go the way it did,
I'm glad it showed you
so much relief and joy because of the way it did.
And I'm not trying to put this out here in a negative way, but we come together to bring justification. That mess that happened in D.C., the other people, animalistically, you know, people boo-booing in the hallway, you're tearing up the property, you're climbing on the building like you're a zombie on the Capitol, you're hurting the police.
D.C.
We didn't do any of that. Nobody died. Might have got a little roughed up, but nobody died. Everybody went somewhere. You might not have went home, but you went somewhere.
What happened in D.C.? What are you talking about?
January the 6th. The riot.
Oh, okay. That's not the same. Yeah, no.
No, I'm saying how things have come along when it wasn't planned. Nothing was planned, but the outcome was totally different.
That was a coochie coo.
Yes. But it's showing you that whenever we come together, we come to, it's going to be a satisfaction of justification.
Yeah, right and wrong. It wasn't, and like you said, we were coming together to do something positive. And
that's all.
As Black people, we have this conversation offline, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Continue to show up the way we do, and continue doing this in our communities, in our cities, and do this on a national scale. We can do this. That's a great example right there. How we can, we
can if you give us a chance and listen.
Not even that. We are doing it, and it's just, I want this momentum we have to keep us going. The people that have and are organizing to continue to do that. But for everybody who's waiting to put their foot in, take this time, this energy, this joy, and move joy to help your neighbor, your fellow brother, sister, you know, whatever that looks like for you. Put some, you know, some joy on it. What they say, put five on it.
That's it. I'm like that old little song. This little light of mine, I'm trying to let it shine.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of people waiting for.
Yeah.
You know that like a powder keg, they're waiting for that spark.
Yeah.
This could be it if you're waiting to join in community efforts and your neighborhood efforts to do better for Black kids, Black women, Black men, Black people, Black elderly in your community.
All of that.
Take this joyous energy and use it for that. If you don't have that going on in your neighborhood, start something.
That's it. It's easy.
Start something, record what you're doing, and ask for help. We got to keep coming together and showing up for each other, because we all we got in this country.
Well said, baby. Well said.
And we can ask for help, because there were also white people on that boat who were just as fed up.
Yeah.
And understood what kind of crap. Like, that was just wrong. And wrong is wrong. So we also need more to speak up and step out in front of.
Yeah, that's all.
Your voice, yeah. Not saying that you know, y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all kikiing in a better time where you can show up and show out. Those of you who have been made tired, keep it up.
Because we already know the ugly scars that everybody's worn from history. Let's make a new history.
Yeah, just keep it going. Keep it going.
That's all. New history.
You know, I'm going to keep laughing at the memes.
Me too, because they are funny to me. So much creativity. Shout out to everyone. And we're going to move on. What we got going on with our wellness check?
Wellness check. Just about getting back on our Zooms. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Have a routine to save time and then tweak as you go when you are feeling like you need to, you know, refresh, get yourself back up and going. Go ahead and get a routine that works for you. Plan for downtime, plan for time, but just have something that you're consistently doing to work towards that next goal, that refresh, that revamp you have. We are in the 8th month of the year.
Yeah, can you believe it? And, you know, like you have said, you know, sometimes you have to make a guideline for yourself, guideline for your life. So, you know, as you live, you know, try to be organized as much as you can, being productive, staying focused. And you have to reward yourself when you know you've done some good things. You know?
Your routine has to look the same. But create space for the things you want to do and enjoy. You can make your reality that now. Just, you know, set your day up to start enjoying and doing the things you want to do if you are already doing that.
Because, you know, as I have for myself, I make me a daily planner for the week. It might not always happen that way, but it helps me stay focused, you know. And like, you have a complex routine sometimes, like working all the time and doing that 9 to 5 or whatever you're doing, working somewhere 12 hours. That's the one routine, but then you got to find a way to stay on task. That's why I say reward yourself when you know you gave it all you could give. Keep structure in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's been a great show, Mama.
Yes, baby doll.
Tell your friends, your family, your cousins to listen to Talking Brown Sugar.
It's worth it, I'm telling you.
Leave us comments. Go, if you're listening on Spotify, participate in the surveys and the questions we have up there. We'll also work on start getting other ways you can interact with us. So look out for that. Make sure you're following us on the socials. And until next time, I'm Raja the daughter.
I'm Angela the mom.
We out.
We out.